And Philip Sampapierre, for these working code, today's date is 04-19-2025, dictation is 4. Mr. Adam Asher, Asher spells A-S-H-E-R, Adam spells A-D-A-M, date of birth is 09-21-1979. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here with neck and scalp pain and headache, period. Patient indicated that this occurred approximately an hour ago when he was assaulted, period. Patient indicated that he was driving a golf cart when someone else hit him in the back of his head and neck, period. Said patient is approximately 8/10. It's worse with lateral motion of his neck, flexion or extension of his neck. Except pain does not radiate, he denies numbness or weakness in his upper extremities, period. He denies blurred vision or double vision. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies vomiting. He denies loss of consciousness. Stated that he became slightly dazed after he was assaulted, period. Next line. Patient indicated the strength in his upper extremities are normal, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to his last visit. There are no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Correction. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 151 over 102. Open parentheses, elevated blood pressure can be seen with a trauma to the head or neck, as well as pain, period. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, pulse 90. Respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph. Neck, reduced range of motion. Patient have significant discomfort with lateral rotation, flexion, and extension. Next line. There is tenderness to the sternocleidomastoid muscle on both sides. Next paragraph. There is tenderness to the bony structures of his cervical spine. Next paragraph, there's a large abrasion correction. There's a large area of redness and swelling in his lower scalp region. That is his occipital scalp region, period. Next line, there is tenderness to palpation of the bony structures of his cervical spine. Next line, there is no step off, there is no crepitus. Next line, HE and T normal, next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended, secondary to mild obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well, but walks slowly because of his neck pain, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cervical spine contusion. Assessment number two is neck muscle spasm. Assessment number three is neck pain. Assessment number four is scalp contusion. Next paragraph. X-ray was done clearing today. X-ray revealed normal alignment of the bony structures, no acute fractures seen, no subluxation is seen. Next paragraph. Patient was discharged with the following medications: Sulindac 200 milligrams 1 PO, BID 4, 10 days. Next medication, Robaxin 500 milligrams 1 PO, BID, correction, 1 PO QHS for 14 days. Number 14, was strongly discouraged from taking alcohol with these medications, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.